Those wanting to get set up for the nice weather of springtime in tiny township should be aware that the process for approval has changed. At the recent regular meeting of council, a report on a temporary outdoor patio extension policy was presented within the agenda as a notice of motion, which council passed. On January 1 of this year, an amendment by the province to Regulation 746/21 of the Liquor License and Control Act, 2019 was put in effect, changing liquor sales license holders and manufacturer by the glass endorsement holders through a new framework for temporary patios. Mayor Dave Evans provided a brief explanation as the motion was introduced. The township is now enforcing and approving outdoor patio setups and installations, Evans stated. It used to be done by the former Liquor Control Board of Ontario, now Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario Registrar. That ministry used to be looking after it and now we're looking after it. This is being brought forward a first, second, and third time because we're sitting at the infamous February 22nd and then patios will start to get set up. Well, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, so we want to move this forward. Liquor sales licensees and by the glass endorsement holders now must get approval of their temporary patio extensions from the municipality, and on approval those parties must notify the AGCO of the approval and its duration and conditions. To be approved, requirements for licensees include demonstrable control of the area, no conditions prohibiting a patio, capacity allowing at least 1.11 square meters per person, no more than 8 months total for the premises. If it is on a boat, the dock of the extension must have a physical barrier to prevent water access, and access to water bordering land. Full details of the temporary outdoor patio extensions policy, and related application form, can be viewed within the agenda page located on the Tiny Township website. Archives of council meetings are available to view on Tiny Township's YouTube channel.